Well, hello again. We're going to pick up with our study of the art of loving God. And I'm going to skip the fourth chapter because it deals a lot with being obedient to your superiors. And we don't usually have that as lay people. People in the religious orders have a superior and they have to give them their allegiance and obedience. It's not a typical thing we find in the kind of life most of us live today, so I'm going to skip that chapter. And we're going to go on to the next chapter, which deals with patience. That's a big thing that a lot of us have to deal with. And so I wanted to start with that one. So St. Francis de Sales says, "We must all make allowances for one another's faults. It must not be at all put out when we come across them." In other words, recognize that none of us are perfect, including ourselves. He says, however, we must profit from these on account of the humiliation that they will bring upon us. We must suffer with patience the delay in our own perfection, while always cheerfully doing what we can for our advancement therein. So we're always working toward our own spiritual perfection, recognizing that it's a journey, it's a process, it's not something that's going to just magically happen overnight, and so we have to work at it. And part of that journey is learning how to have patience with ourselves and with others. St. Francis says, "Oh, how happy are those who, if made to wait all their lives, never grow weary of waiting. I say this for the sake of many who, having the desire to attain perfection by acquiring virtues, would like to have them all at once, as if perfection consisted only in desiring it." That's a very important point there, we have to acquire virtues. If you look at the writings of Padre Pio, he makes some very good points. Because people, when you say they want to, you know, acquire virtues, you look at your life, and Padre Pio says that with the exception of one thing, for every vice that we're trying to rid ourselves of, there's an opposing virtue. And so he says, don't focus on the vice, which, you know, whatever your vice is, whether it's, you know, anger, gluttony, whatever it happens to be. He says, don't focus on the vice, because you're giving your mental attention to the vice all the time when you do that. He says, focus on the opposing virtue. Every vice, except one, has an opposing virtue. So if you want to get rid of a vice, look at what the opposing virtue is and try to grow in that virtue. And as you grow in that virtue, you will automatically be getting rid of the vice. It's like taking a glass which has a light weight liquid in it, and that's the vice. Then you want to get rid of that. So you take another glass that has a heavy liquid in it, and you start pouring that down the side of the glass into the glass with the light liquid, the lightweight liquid. So as this heavy liquid pours in, it raises up the other liquid, the light liquid. And if you keep pouring in this heavy liquid, eventually the light liquid will pour out over the top of the glass, and all you'll have left is the heavy liquid. Think of the heavy liquid as the virtues and the lightweight liquid as the vice. You replace the vice with the virtue. He says the only vice that does not have an opposing virtue is vainglory. And that's typically where you think you're doing something very good. You think you're doing something something for the glory of God, but you're really doing it for your own vanity. You're really doing it to make yourself look good. And people who fall into this don't always realize that that's the case. And he says that if you know somebody who has this particular affliction, the only thing you can do is pray for them. There's nothing else you can do, because if you try to explain to them that what they're doing is not good, they won't accept that, because in their minds, what they're doing is a good. And so those are the kind of things you have to worry about. But St. Francis here is talking about, you know, if you have the desire to attain perfection, recognize that that attainment through the virtues is going to come very slowly. And so you look at, you know, what is the biggest vice you have? Say, we're talking about patience in this particular chapter. So let's say your biggest vice is that you have no patience. You're always getting angry and you want everything your own way, all that kind of stuff. And so his advice would be to try to grow in the virtue of patience. Now, you're never going to grow in the virtue of patience if you never have any way to try to practice patience. If everybody around you is always doing all the good things and they're always saying all the right stuff, nothing is ever trying your patience. So you have to recognize that God's going to put you in an environment where you're going to have to practice patience. And so just get ready for that. But let's say that's your vice. You're always angry at everything. You want everything your own way, and you get upset when people don't do what you tell them to do and everything. You have no patience. And so you want to grow in patience. And so you make a point of that. You make it, okay, I want to grow in patience. I want to become much more patient with myself as well as with other people. And then you look for opportunities to practice that. When you feel yourself starting to react to something, you hold back and say, whoops, wait a minute. Here's an opportunity to practice patience, so I've got to take advantage of that opportunity. And so you look for those opportunities like that, and then eventually you will become a very patient person. You will practice patience almost automatically, because the virtue of patience will have overcome the vice that's characterized by the lack of patience. And then you look at your life, and as you begin to progress in a particular virtue, and you know you're doing well with that progression, then you look at your life and you say, well, what is the next vice that I have that I need to work on? And then what is the opposing virtue that I have to use to fight that particular vice? And you go through that same thing again. So you want to grow in the virtues, but you don't try to do all of them at once. So it's like St. Francis is saying here. He said a lot of times that people that want to desire perfection by acquiring virtues would like to have them all at once, as if perfection consisted only in desiring it. And that's the point he's making. It's a process. You don't get them all at once. You got to work at them. And it is work. You have to work at gaining patience. He says, it would indeed be a fine thing if we could become humble as soon as we desired it and without any more trouble. We must accustom ourselves to seek the attainment of our perfection by the usual paths, in tranquility of heart, doing all that is in our power to acquire virtues, by our fidelity in practicing each of them according to our condition and vocation. But we must be content to wait regarding whether we shall attain the result of our aim sooner or later, leaving that to divine providence, which will not fail to console us at the appointed time. So we fulfill our duty by always doing all that depends on us and all that is in our power. If you need, see somebody who needs something from us, you go help that person. You don't just ignore them. If you notice something needs to get done, you do it. Then he says, when we go through that, we practice that, he says, of course, he did say that fidelity and practicing each of these virtues according to our condition and vocation. So you got, you know, what kind of life are you living? Are you a young teenager? Or are you a married person? Do you have a spouse? How is your relationship with your spouse? Are you impatient with your spouse? Or are you patient with your spouse? You know, sometimes people get very impatient and they start fighting, and one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're thinking about getting a divorce. Well, you don't want to do that. Because what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And so when you start practicing patience, you will end up, because of your virtue, influencing others around you. When you start practicing virtue, other people around you who see you doing this also start to think about practicing virtue. They want to imitate you. In other words, you're doing what St. Francis of Assisi said, that's to preach the gospel every day, always, and sometimes use words. In other words, you preach the gospel by the way you live your life. If you live a life of virtue, that's going to do it. He says, we shall have quite soon enough what we desire whenever we have it and whenever it pleases God to give it to us. Waiting and resignation are very necessary, for the want of them disturbs the soul greatly. We must be contented to know that we are doing our duty regarding those who are over us, not seeking for any satisfaction or knowledge of things in particular, but walking blindfolded, as it were, in firm reliance on the providence of God, even in the midst of desolation, fears, gloom, and every other sort of cross that it may please Him to send us. Give yourself up then wholly and completely to His guidance, without any reserve or exception whatever, and leave Him to act, confiding all the care of body and soul to His goodness, remaining always completely resigned, composed, and resting in God, under the guidance of those in authority over you, without any care but to obey, and without any care other than to help those around you too. Because you might be in a position at work where you have people that are under you as well as over you. And so your duty goes both ways. So if you have people that are working for you, you have to practice patience with them as they grow and learn in their job. You can't just go in and keep doing the work for them all the time, even though you might be able to do it faster and better. They have to grow too. They have to learn too. And so you have to practice patience. If you have children, you're always practicing patience with children. They throw their little temper tantrums and they attempt to do something and don't do it very well. But that's how they're going to learn too. So practicing patience is something that is very, very important. It also helps you know yourself better. When you're patient with yourself, you get to understand yourself a lot better. And if you can do that, then things are going to get a lot better for you. The better you understand yourself, the more you can grow in perfection. St. Teresa of Avila says that when we go on our spiritual journey, regardless of how far we go, no matter how much progress we're making, we have to keep coming back to the two rooms of humility and self-knowledge. And self-knowledge requires patience with yourself. To be able to sit back and look at yourself honestly and say, okay, what am I lacking now? What do I have to grow? What virtue do I have to grow in now? And so having patience with yourself and with others is a very important part of your whole spiritual growth, and it's also a very important part of loving God, because you're letting Him take charge of your life. You're placing yourself in His hands, then being patient with the things that He does with you, the patient with the things He does to you. He will send all kind of things into your life that will give you the opportunity to practice patience. And when that happens, you say, thank you. You don't complain about it. You say, thank you, God. I love you. You're doing this so that I can love you more. Thank you. And that's the important part here. So this is the end of our little session on patience. The next session we're going to do has to do with modesty in your overall bearing. Until then, bye-bye.